And welcome back to our next session of Solarpunk 2077. Coming to you live from Berlin. Today we have the makers of Radio Cosmica Libre, a radio, a DIY radio, started in Mexico, DF. So we have Rosaura, aka Haki, coming to us live from Michoacán, Mexico, and Melissa, who you heard before, if you were tuning in, from the Cyber Girls. Welcome, both of you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks, Julio, for introducing us. And thanks to all the team there at RC3 Solarpunk 2077. basically, we're going to talk about what is Radio Cosmica Libre. We have this project that we started back in 2019, so a year ago, in Mexico City. Haki and I, we were discussing about possibilities of having a collective, and we came with the idea of starting a radio. And
hello. Hello. I'm Haki. Thanks for having us. As Meli was doing the introduction, we had this idea of creating a feminist collective because we thought it was really important to have a safe space for women in the scene, in musical scene, more than anything, because I'm also a DJ and an electronic music producer. So we were talking about creating this space in Mexico, and we started talking with Melissa about this idea of making interviews and asking some women producers and DJs to share our music with us. But I was thinking about doing it only like pre-recorded audio. And then Melissa told me that she knew a couple of engineers in Mexico City that were developing this very interesting transmitter called Tiny Message, Mensajito in Spanish. So that blew my mind. And that was the start of this project, right, Meli?
Yeah, exactly. And as Haki said, it was this transmitter that works with free hardware and open, and is open source. So basically, as you can see here in our picture, we have a Raspberry Pi, and that's it. I mean, what we need, basically the hardware that we need is a Raspberry Pi, some coding from our friends, and a mixer, a microphone, and internet. And with that, we realized, thanks to our friends that have this this project called Radio Nopal, that they build these transmitters, that we could also have our own radio and that we could have our own space to share whatever we wanted. And so we decided that we were going to focus on the underground music scene and from a feminist perspective, and also that we could like broadcast anything we wanted about politics and arts and so on.
Yeah, so it actually blew my mind when Melissa told me about this transmitter, because as you saw in the last picture, in the previous picture, we don't need a computer or we don't need any other kind of hardware to transmit. So you can plug directly to the Tiny Message a little sound card or a microphone, and that's it. So that was the idea. And I want to talk to you about our first transmission. We realized that having this open source technology allowed us to transmit live from almost anywhere. As Melissa told you, we only need internet and electricity to plug in. So our first transmission was from Guatemala, from Lake Atitlan, a volcanic lake. And it was really, really, really symbolic for us, because I would like to talk to you about why we are called Cosmica. Cosmica means cosmic in English. So why to use this word? When we were talking about the scope of this project as a feminist safe space, we were inspired by a Guatemalan woman named Lorena Cabnal. She is a communitarian feminist from Guatemala. So it was really important for us to go live from there. We had some friends at a festival there, and they shared with us internet and electricity. And so that was it. Lorena Cabnal, it talks about something she calls healing as a cosmic political path. So she talks about how a woman's body is her territory, and how we need to heal it in a community. Even when Lorena Cabnal, it's from a rural background, we took this word and inspired on her to build something in our cities, in our where we are living currently in Mexico City and now here in Michoacán. But we took this inspiration from the community in Guatemala and brought us to our places. So it's really inspiring, the work she's doing and how she talks about healing collectively, healing in a collectivity as a woman. And so the first transmission, as you can see in the picture, was about talking about the electronic music scene, since we were in a festival, and how it's really important to talk about feminism in these spaces, because they are not safe spaces for women. There's a lot of violence in these festivals and in the music scenes. The way they treat women DJs and producers, like if you wouldn't know how to plug in, or like if you don't know how to play a DJ set or a live act, like if you are a woman, you cannot know how to plug or how to build some music or some hardware. So we really thought it was really important, and we managed to do this talk with several women that were there in that festival. Some friends we had, Mexican friends, Italian friends, another producer and DJ from California. So it was really important for us to link, and also to exchange our opinions, especially in a festival where they tried to do a 50-50 lineup, but it didn't happen. So we thought it was really important to start talking about these subjects in these spaces.
Yeah, exactly. So having the freedom that we have with the radio, we got to really just criticize from the inside of the monster, the festival itself, and what was happening in the festival. And also under the words of Lorena Cabnal, we feel like we are a vital energy of transgression, and that is like one of the main things we want to do with our radio too, just like be rebellious and create an alternative to everything that we hear on the mainstream. So we have a wide array of themes that we cover in our radio shows. We talk, of course, we talk about feminism, we talk, we broadcast new music, underground music, we talk about cyberfeminism. We have a program that dedicated some of its shows to it, that it's called Algoritmia, for example. We talk about the environment and Latin American women, about women rights, a lot about women rights lately, especially with all the reproductive rights movement that is happening in Latin America. We talk about sexual dissidents, sexual education, techno-feminism, so many things that we cover on our approximately 27 shows. Plus, we have a special shows also, depending on the dates.
Yeah, so it's really important for us to have this range of themes, especially from the woman's perspective. Urban women's are part of this collective, and the way we like Melissa told, we have all, around 27 programs, but that are regular kind of. But that's something that we love about our radio, that since we are really like free, we have this liberty to broadcast whenever we want, wherever we want, and the content we want. We don't have any censorship. So that's really, really awesome, because we have the liberty to talk about the topics we find really, really important. And we don't need to answer to any other alignments, you know. We can do our programs, and it was amazing how after the first transmission we came back to Mexico, and we started linking with the collectives and the DJs and the producers that we met in this festival. So it was like really a cosmic alliance, that I was talking to these producers, and they were like, okay, we live in the same city, why haven't we met there? Like, we had to go all the way down to Guatemala to meet up, to meet and to link. So it was really beautiful how we came back to Mexico, and we started linking to other feminist collectives. And that is how we got to manage to have all this variety of programs, because it was this kind of sort of mouth to mouth. So people start like approaching us and asking us for some space. And or the only thing we ask is to have a feminist perspective. Like, we don't exclude guys, we don't exclude them, but we try to have this content about woman rights, especially, and to link with other women in the cultural scene and in the political scene. So we have this almost 27 programs. We also had some specials, and something that we love to do is to have live transmissions. So we have done some live streamings from several spots, from several bars or clubs, before COVID. But something it was really surprising is that when this pandemic started, we all had to be in our houses, isolated. So it was really an opportunity for the radio to boost, because we were creating there a community. And I really believe Radio Cosmica Libre kept us going, and a lot of people have told Meli and me that it was thanks to the radio that they were feeling that they're not alone, especially the girls and the women that were producing their programs. they tell me that it was something that kept them sane, no? This mission of doing podcasts or interviews. So we managed to, in a year, to have around 250 hours of streaming between interviews, programs, live transmissions. We used to gather in some places, in some bars, and since I'm part of a music collective with DJs and artists, it was awesome to see how they wanted to share their work on the radio. So we managed to do some streamings, let's say from all night, 12 or more hours playing and doing interviews and talking about our scene. So yeah, I think Radio Cosmica Libre, it's in a sort of way a lifesaver in this pandemic for us.
Exactly. And that is why we have here this word placemaking, which is like the thing we were discussing today. Yeah, I mean, the radio is basically like a safe virtual space where we can all find refuge in a way. And as Haki said, this was like a lifesaver for many of us. And yeah, just like as it was said in the, it says on the text that was given to us, like to be in place is to keep making maps, to locate oneself there again and again. So it's like, this is kind of what we're doing with the radio, right? We keep finding alternatives and ways to talk about what we're feeling, what is happening without censorship. And it's a way to locate ourselves through our interests without censorship and calling the community that we identify with through internet and our transmissions and the archive that we have also is a way of placemaking. Here we have a couple of examples of how do we, of some of the special editions of broadcastings we have.
Yes, these specials were really, really meaningful because in the case of the one at the right, the yellow picture, Cariño Espinoza was a cyclist, a musician, a singer, and she was killed in an awful, awful and really violent accident. She was run over by a drunk driver, so it really hurt us. Since our a part of our collective that we are building this radio, there are a lot of cyclists. So this really, really, really hurt us, and we had this initiative of making a special about her. It was a whole day of transmission dedicated to her. So we made this call on our social media and we were friends and we asked them to share a message, maybe a farewell or maybe an anecdote about how Cariño, how they call her, how Cariño touched her lives. And actually, to be completely honest, I didn't meet her, but the way her death affected our collective, it made me feel like we needed to do this like an exorcism, like, and also as a kind of a call out, a shout out, because it was a really horrible way to go. So we were really touched, and it was a really, really, really emotive special because we were all like crying and we were all angry but happy because she was really loved, and they share also their music with us. So it was a mixture between messages and music, and that really, really made us feel like we were really creating a community with the radio and something that we needed to do to talk about her death, her murder, actually, because it was really, really hard for us. And the other one, it just happened this solstice, the 21 of December. Ricardo Mendoza, it's a really important figure in the Mexico City scene of underground music from a hood, from a cult thing, Sonidero, in Mexico, that they are like parties that the people from some hoods do it in the streets. So they lock down the streets, they put their sound system, and they put all this music like cumbia and salsa, and it's a really it's a culture scene in Mexico. It's kind of underground, but it really means a lot for the people on the hoods, because it's a way of keeping peace between them, because there are hoods that are struggling with poverty, struggling with crime, and this kind of events on the street, and they have no drugs, they have no booze, they have nothing, they have music. And when they play their music, they are like MCs on the mic, and they are sending messages about community, about greetings to their legacy. So Ricardo Mendoza, it was a important piece of this culture, and he died, and he always supported our collective as Radio Cósmica Libre and a lot of other collectives, woman collectives, feminist collectives, and he was really, really open. So he died just like last week, and we didn't have the chance to say goodbye to him because of COVID, because we cannot gather, we cannot cry, we cannot bury him, we cannot do anything, because since he just entered the hospital, we never saw him again. So his family was really, really, really upset. And it was the same initiative to give an homage, to give him a farewell. And it's kind of a ritual, a passage, a trance, to have this opportunity of saying how he touched our lives, saying how he was really important, not only for his family, but for a cultural scene in Mexico City. So it was really, really emotional. And we did this, we asked for all the people to send them messages and music, and a lot of music, and it was really emotive also. So this is what we also want to do, to have this space to link with the community, and to try to help in this awful situation we are all in this pandemic, that we are all separated. And this is how we've learned that radio is creating really a community, and we are linking it. And it was really, really emotional, all the messages that arrived, not only about his life, but as thanks to the radio for doing this. So it was really meaningful for all of us. So this is kind of one of the most important things we've done with the radio, that started just like an initiative. And I don't know, it's really strong what we are building here, and what we are giving back to all these people that have touched us. So it was really, really special. So we are glad to have this opportunity of linking with a lot of people from a lot of scenes. And this is what Radio Cósmica Libre is up to.
Yeah, exactly. We've been making lots of connections with especially women from Mexico, from not just the city, but from other states also. And we are also linking up with people from las periferias, trying to decentralize the radio and sort of trying to decentralize the internet in a way too. And so, yeah, we expect to keep on doing this. And well, yeah, I mean, the growth we've had in the year, it's been amazing. And the reception from the community has been super positive. And just, we feel like it's something that it's, all, again, very necessary, that helps us to build together and to rethink the ways we are using technology. Just like, and also like it gives us a lot of agency, like, well, we don't need a computer, we don't need a, we only need internet and a willingness of the people that are into the project. So yeah, keep, if you wanna learn more about our radio, just tune in to our media, listen to our archive. We highly recommend you to visit the archive. We have so many good shows. And right now, well, recently we had like a special of anniversary where we also talk about a little bit about the history of the radio and some of the core principles of the radio and some really good music. If you thought that there was no music made by women in Latin America, well, just listen to our archive and we can talk about it later.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting ride starting this, that actually started as a talk with Melissa and I, like friends talking, you know, having some tea, some coffee, whatever, a beer. And like, wouldn't it be awesome to have a radio and to see how we just managed to build this and to link with so many collectives. Something that I want to talk to you about is that most of the women that have a program in the radio, actually we haven't met them. It has been something really about trust. We have linked and we have some video calls like, yeah, let's talk about the content of your show. But most of the programs is because these women have heard about us with other collectives. So they approach us and they are like, hey, could I have a space on the radio? I would like to talk about this. I would like to talk about that. So that's been like amazing, this kind of trust, like we haven't met us, but in a way we do know each other. It's been something really cosmic. I cannot explain it really, because these women have talked to me about how we have shown them another way of working and another way of trust, because we have no censorship and we are trusting in the work they do. And actually we are really, really happy for your invitation here, because this is our second transmission in English. We had one before with a link between California and UK about a collective of music and women music scene, electronic music scene especially. And we've managed also to link with a lot of countries in Latin America to do this. They call it Cadenazo Radiofónico. And it's a whole day dedicated to news that are not making it to the mainstream news. We're talking about freedom to presos políticos, I don't know how to say that in English, to people that have been incarcerated because of their political stand. We are talking about people that are disappearing in a lot of countries, and people that are fighting for the environment, for their rights. So we linked to this collective of free media in Latin America, and they do a streaming all day about news and about things we need to talk, and they're not being talked about this in other media because of censorship. And we are a safe space where we can talk about all the things that you cannot normally hear on the radio or in the TV. So it's been really, really interesting to link with these collectives in Latin America. And we've done a couple of transmissions. It's a whole all day of news, music and transmission about Latin American and human rights in it. So yeah, we invite you to follow us, message us, check us out on Mixcloud. We have a lot of shows about a lot of things, music, feminism, cyber feminism, a lot of DJ sets. And yeah, what we are building, I think it has become a light on these times of a really dark time. So yeah, that's our mission, to keep on giving this safe space, especially for women in Latin America and in the world. We want to keep building strong alliances with people all over the world, especially women. So yes, please write us, hear us. We are going to keep making noise from Mexico, and we want to keep moving. As Melissa told, we are decentralizing the radio. We just don't want to stay in only one place. We want to keep on moving. So yeah, we invite you to listen to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, folks. Yeah.
Thank you, Haki, Rosaura, and Melissa, again for being here. I'm really thankful for your talk. I really appreciate it so much. I'm originally from Guatemala, so hearing about Lorena Cabnal was super nice, and especially what you said, Melissa, about the radio being a tool of resistance, sort of a vital energy of transgression, you said. And yeah. It made me really think about what Lorena says. We talked about it also a bit last time, but let's talk about it again, about this body territory and the land territory and the voice that you bring through this DIY radio as a tool for healing. No, you talked about this Cariño Espinosa and Ricardo Mendoza and this collective process of grief that you did in a sort of decentralized way, I would even say, like, in a funeral or a way in which people can collectively heal, really cosmically, through these radio waves that you create in this technology that you bring to people. And yeah, so I'm really thankful for that, for the space that you've given us to for everybody also who's listening. And just very practically, following up on the last thing you said about decentralizing the radio, how can people start their own Radio Cosmica where they are? Can they make a mensajito, let's say here in Berlin, like for example, Paolo is doing extraterrestrials, or in, I don't know, we just had the friends from in internationalists who went to Rojava in Kurdistan. Like, how can they do that there? For example, I'm sure they have their own radio, but you know, like to connect them somehow, right? Because that's what this is for.
Yeah, so I want to refer first to like the part of the healing that you are saying, because yeah, it's what Lorena Cabnal talks about, like how healing is super important in these times. And it's crazy, how can we heal through technology in a way? How can we use technology as a tool to heal? But I mean, it's not like the Raspberry Pi or the cell phone are going to heal us, but like what we do with it. So like, it's really about the ways we use technology. And I love to quote my friend Murshin Alayari, because she talks so much about like how important it is to use technology in a critical way. And this is like a very tangible example of that, right? Like how we are using the tools that we can get in an electronic shop to channel a very important, or a very, yeah, like how can we use them in a good way? So yeah, that. And also you were asking about how can anybody have their own radio. Well, as far as I know, you need a Raspberry Pi, and you need some other gear, and we can send you the list. But also you need to contact our friends because they need to tell you how to program the thing. That is something that we are working on, it being more open, like everybody should be able to program it themselves. So we're working on that part. But yeah, we can totally put you in touch with our engineer friends and send you the list of things that you need to build your own device.
And setting up at the server end, right? Somebody has to have set up the server for the stream.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually wondering, like, where is our server?
Or what I know about this is, as Melly told you, we had a list that you can go on and buy. The people from Radio Nopal told us how to build it, how to plug it, how to connect it, but they have the code. The thing is, we would need to develop or to crack the code. That it's something that we are interested in doing next year. We have, thanks to Melissa, we have been linking with some people from Costa Rica that know about hacking, programming, and coding. So we want to make it more open and more free. The server, as I imagine, it's in a market in Mexico City called Mercado de la Merced, and it's you cannot find it. We actually don't know exactly where we are, and we think that's cool and that's okay. We don't need to know where it is, but actually I've been talking to friends of Melissa about creating or cloning the code or opening the tiny message to see how we can reproduce it more, but we haven't done it yet. We want to, next year is one of our goals, but they told me that actually we don't need the server from them. We could migrate it to another online server. So we are working on it. We want to see how we can decentralize the tiny message, like, crack it and make it work with another server, with another code, with another, it's kind of risk. It's a risk because we could deprogram it and then it would be a problem, but we are taking that risk in a couple of months, because we are interested on decentralizing it and clone it and take it to other places that
Do you also combine with broadcasting FM signal, or is it just the stream?
It's just only internet stream. I have a really, really good friend of mine that works in a feminist radio in Mexico City, and they are a community radio, but they are transmitting in FM. But since they are a community radio, they have to answer to political interests. Like if there is a political campaign or something, they are forced to put that spot on the radio. So that's something that Radio Cosmica is not going to do, you know? It's against everything we believe. So yeah, we could make some kind of mixture with FM. But first, I would like to talk to these hackers in Costa Rica to see how we can, like, crack it, clone it, and let's see if we can experiment with FM, because I was talking with this friend. She's called Laura Reyes, aka Polyester Cat, if she's listening, big love to her. And she was talking that she's the technician of this radio, and she's telling me whatever, the only thing you need to do a FM stream like we do in Violeta Radio, it's the name of the radio. She told me I do it from my house, and I only need the passwords of the server, and I do it from my computer. So she's programming from her computer. So yes, we have plans of making experiments and seeing how we can, like, push technology and like break the boundaries that you would think that radio, no? Like, we are really interested in experimenting and trying to get on FM and cloning the tiny message. And yeah, we want to make it
a kind of a lucky situation in Berlin, because there's a coalition of 15 different free radio groups, and our own project is only streaming at the moment, but we would like to do a dual situation where we're sharing for people who don't, you know, have access to the internet, or for a more simple access at different times when you don't want to have your computer with you or something like this. So I think the combination can be really interesting, but the broadcast realm can be much more regulated than what you can do freely on the internet. So I know that can be complicated depending on where you are and how much control is exerted over the FM broadcast signals. But I used to do pirate radio with the indie media scene, and we used to be in touch with people from the Chiapas radio and Oaxaca as well, I believe. And this network grew from the indie media scene of all the radios. And unfortunately, this is sort of faded out a bit, and we've lost this the network that we used to have. And it's really inspiring to hear your story, and it's making me think to build these alliances again, to create some new networking again with the free radio scenes. And we'd love to restream some of your programming here for the Globalista Radio Kit stuff. We should figure out some fun ways to collaborate on programming. I also, as DJ Podinsky, I like to share music all the time and collect from other people's libraries so we can do an exchange together. And one thing I wanted to ask you, because one of the when we started Globalista Radio Kit, just last, it's a new radio project since the Corona times started last March, was one, the feeling, and you described this really well, that it becomes this channel when we're feeling really isolated, and we need something like a space to share together, and radio is a great medium for that, I find. One of the things we were kind of concerned with, and we haven't evolved this very far, but I'm wondering, we wanted to be some kind of like economic solidarity with people, their livelihoods within the music industry, or if they're a DJ that can't play in clubs anymore. And we haven't really spent a lot of time to do fundraising, but ideally we would like to create a livelihood portal for people who are doing music who don't have it right now because things are shut down. You know, I was just wondering to ask, sorry to make this question long, but have you thought of a way to be, thinking about the livelihood of the music worlds and the media worlds when you're doing this DIY stuff? Do you try to fundraise, or do you go to spaces? One of the concepts we have is to go to cafes and pubs that can't open, but somehow try to provide some solidarity that they're, hey, these people need help with their business. Can you donate or come support them if they're doing takeout only situations, which is happening in Berlin, this possibility of, yeah, I'm sure that's happening in the same way there. So if you thought about this kind of, I hate to talk about money, but it's sort of like when you're in a crisis, it's also a big important factor for people.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Actually, we're talking with this friend that streams from FM, it was a lot of help talking to her, because she has a lot of experience. And that's how I knew that we are not going to be a community radio because of this political issues I was talking to you about. But yeah, actually for our anniversary, we made a fundraising. We made I don't know how to say it in English, rifa, like you buy a ticket and then you, a raffle, yeah. So we managed to gather some money because we are really, we're really streaming with basic equipment, with basic gear. Our audio is not the best we can achieve. It has some issues, technical issues. And the response of the community was awesome. We have been thinking about next year, trying to, I've talked to other friends to have some fundraising from some associations or some or something like that. But we need to, this year we really dedicated to have this project a lot of more solid project, so we could show what we are able to do. So yeah, it's one of the themes we are working on next year. We do need funds, but we also talk about like how we can do this. Like you said, some cafes, some bars that we that are shut down. Actually, we've received a lot of support from a bar and a restaurant in Mexico City, that it's a space for LGBT plus community, so, and sexual dissidents. So it's been really meaningful because they have shared their space. So we have made a lot of call out to the people, like we are transmitting live from this bar, and like to make kind of publicity between us on the radio for the community to know that that this space is it's supporting us and how we can support that place. And yeah, it's something we've talked with Melissa and other people on the collective. So yeah, we're putting together this kind of carpeta, this kind of folder with a description of the project and everything to go and try to win kind of some, how do you say, beca or
scholarship,
something like, yeah, but it's not scholar,
like a grant, something like,
yeah,
that,
some, a grant or some of economic support from a lot of instances in Mexico. Actually, there are a lot of governmental support, economic support. But we have to be really, really picky because we don't want to apply
to whatever. We need to,
yeah, we need to keep free, to keep our liberty. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's like a big dilemma, no? Like, are we gonna lose our freedom of speech if we get money from a certain sponsor? So yeah, it's a very delicate subject.
Yeah, it's a different thing if you have to set up an organization that's taking in money, but that's why, like, we're not doing that with Global Easter Radio Kit, but maybe, like, at least we can channel the information for people to say, hey, go put money towards this cafe before they go out of business, or
yeah.
Point people to Bandcamp, for example, to, hey, buy this music from this band because they've been working on this album and they can't go touring. So solidarity with the musicians and DJs. I don't know. We're trying to think of different ways.
You can also create your own money.
Julio, you're the expert on that. How can we incorporate some alternative currencies into the radio?
Indeed. Yeah, but this will be the talk at 9:30. But yes, just like you have Libre Radio, you can also have Libre Money, you know, without the state and the capitalism.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and in between, we want to make a shout out and call out to all the people that are listening. In the meantime, that we can clone this tiny message and make it available for more people without having them to buy them or to pay for a server, that it's one of the main ideas of Radio Cosmica Libre. We want to invite you to contact us. We are totally open to retransmitting, transmitting, creating original content. We've been editing. There are some shows that the producers, the women that are doing the shows, they send me their audios on Telegram, actually. So they plug their mic on their headphones on the cell phone, and they record their show, and they then send it to me like, yeah, this is the part one, part two, because they don't know how to edit audio. I do know. So I say, if you give me the content, I will edit it for sure. That I have no problem with that. I'm happy to do it because they have really important things to say about the topics that are vital for radio and community. So for example, this program called Alquimia Heretica, that it's about feminist constellations and music, science, and woman in science. She doesn't know how to produce audio or to edit, but she sent me that their audios like that, like, this is the first one, and here's the track, the first one track, and there, here's the other audio, and here's the track, and I can see like the conversation in my cell phone, and then I download it, edit it, and we are open to improvise, and we invite you all if you want a space in Radio Cósmica Libre, if you want to stream a set, an interview or something, we are here.
That's a nice example to hear, because we're trying with GRK to think about how can we make the radio more interactive. So when you're saying that people can create content and send it in to you, we're looking at ways to like do things more in like real time. How can we do stuff like that? We use just a very simple notepad, a chaos pad, for people to get into a chat room and to talk with us about the topics and be participating in real time as the show is going, send us links, or if I reference something, and of course, you can't say everything that's in a deep essay article, but then you can say, hey, we just talked about this, and we'll put the link of the article on the chaos pad. It becomes a nice like multi-platform kind of interaction. And I don't know, we're still looking for ideas. How can we make the radio more real-time interactive? We don't archive much of what we do. We like to make it's only in the live moment, so that you get to participate with us while we're on. But sometimes we might decide to put some things up as an archive.
Yeah, for us, the archive is super important, because many of the things that we are saying are probably said for the first time live, I mean, at least to an audience, you know. So for us, it's like archiving is really important, and that is why we decide to do so. And also, I don't know if we wanna reference something we've said before in a show, or if I wanna get to know more about a show, I can just go online and hear it again. And I don't know, I think we believe that we are like creating this, generating knowledge for everybody, so
yeah, absolutely.
Who knows if that knowledge up there is good for someone else that needs to hear it in another moment or something.
I'm sure it is. And on that note, I want to reiterate what Rosario said about anybody who wants to join and help out from our listeners. I sent all the links out to the listeners so they can get in touch with you and contact you. So super nice to have you. And I am sure we will see each other in other channels, in other forms, and in other ways. Thank you so much for being here. And stay tuned. Next up, we have My Own Phone, a Chinese anarchist artist talking about the anarchist hospital.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thanks so much. Yeah, keep going.
Pleasure.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. Please collaborate with us. And we are here to support you.
Solidarity for the radio, free radio people.
Yes.
Free radio waves.
Yay.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.